All right, starting the record. Okay, obviously I know the record has already started. That's why I can hear this, or you can hear this, whoever. I guess if I'm killed, and it's the future. And if you're an ape man, don't touch this. I should get back to work. Okay, this is recording number one of interviews with Tom Teakin for his biography, written by me, Jared Jeffries. So, sorry if you can hear me smiling, but I am very excited about that, and I don't care if a future biographer of mine looks this up.
Can you do this at your house later?
Okay. Recording number one of interviews with Tom Teakin. Okay, Tom. So you know why I'm here, right? When we had conversations at the Kill All Comedy recording.
Yeah.
Before all of my friends died. We,
Sorry.
Yeah, you asked me to be your official biographer, so here I am.
Yeah, a lot of the superstars I hang out with...
Yes.
...already have books of their own.
Yes, and... juicy stories, which we're gonna fill in our own little tome.
Basically, I was talking to, Pitbull, the singer, you know, and...
I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with Pitbull, the dog... The animal.
He's a singer, and he is so good at the ladies. So I basically love chilling with that guy. But, like, people was like, dude, little man, you're gonna die soon. And I was like, for show. And then, like, we were talking about it, and he was like, I don't really know you. So I was like, I should have a biography, right?
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I could die at any second.
But as you know, I am a writer, an amateur writer. I've been...
Yeah, I read some of your blog and I laughed my ass off.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's a comedy, right?
Well, no, I...
That poetry you do?
Not the poetry.
Oh.
There's comedy, though. I do comedy. You're probably thinking of some of my comedy videos. That's probably what you saw... In a blog, you know, that's the thing. I feel like not enough people are doing comedy videos on the internet right now.
Your videos are too long. I started one, but it was 18 minutes.
Well, a lot of people, they're going too short. I feel like people, when they go in there, they hit things. In the first couple of seconds, you're already drawn in. And then it's where, if you're already drawn in, where are you going to go from there?
Okay,
so,
well.
Slow burn, you know. I do have a comedy group. Shout out to them on my little recorder here. Hi, everybody, and Mr. Doubtfire. That's my improv group.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hence the comedy of the name Mr. Doubtfire.
And that's supposed to make me laugh?
You just did. You chuckled a little bit.
I laughed at the sadness of it.
Okay, Tom, here we go.
Okay.
I gave you, Tom, a list of questions.
Yeah, you gave me homework.
Well, it's a list of questions. The one way of thinking about it, if calling it homework makes you think it's more fun, then yeah, call it homework.
Thinks homework is fun?
I don't know, Tom. I'm going through a lot of stress right now. All my friends just died in a fire. All right? I'm sorry, but can we just...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Move forward.
I know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
It's like when the doctor told me I was dying, it all hit me, you know?
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry, Tom.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a monster.
I get it. It's like the morning I woke up and had to deal with the fact that I'll never have pubic hair.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, Tom. I shouldn't have blown up on you like that. I kind of exploded in a fit of rage.
I get
it.
I'm
sorry.
I mean...
You know what? Let's hug, buddy. Let me give you a little hug here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry.
I'm very, very fragile.
Sometimes, Tom, I forget that you're America's favorite dying boy. And, you know, although you've been in all those movies now and you're super famous, you are still a little kid who's terminally ill.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Anyways, I gave you a list of questions, and, you know, let's take a look at those, you know, do you want to get those out for me, or
can
you just go through them?
I left them where you left me, actually.
Let me just get these out, okay, and you didn't write anything on those.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Okay, well, yeah.
Well, the thing is, Jared, like, oh, I
don't
know.
Those are classic questions, Tom.
Right,
but what is your favorite curse word? You know, what do you want to hear when you go to heaven?
Let me tell you something, Jared.
Okay.
Okay, when Miley Cyrus knocks on your door and says she wants you to tickle her vagina with your tongue, you don't say, I got some questions for my biography I got to answer.
Is that a hypothetical?
You go for it.
Are we talking theoretically, or did that actually happen, Tom?
It actually happened, of course.
Wow, okay. All right.
I don't speak in hypotheticals. I'm dying, Jared.
I'm sorry, you're right. You don't have time to just answer those questions and write things down. Let's just get to it right here.
Okay.
Who knows how much time we have left?
Yeah,
let's
I mean, they're
the
stupid
Keegan
questions.
Story.
It's like, who put these things in your mind? I feel like you read, like, a writing article and then you're like...
I read several writing articles.
Oh, yeah, that they had the feel.
All right. Professional writers writing articles.
Well...
They get paid for those. So.
Well, if they were really paid and busy, they wouldn't be writing articles about them. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Tom, who's your favorite president and why? Okay.
I guess I like JFK.
Oh,
that's the Marilyn Monroe thing.
Okay. Well, let's...
Oh, God. Dude, I feel she's so hot.
Okay,
Right?
Sure. Tom, okay, let's try this. Let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Now, your parents... I'm taking you out of school.
Yeah, out of there, and you're giving me homework still.
Okay, and you spend most of your time on movie sets?
Constantly.
Okay, and getting treatment in the hospital, which is where we are right now.
Yeah, all those things are true.
Okay. Tom, what's your earliest memory?
Well, when I was six, that would have been first grade. I was in a class. My teacher was Mrs. Grayson.
Here we go.
There was a special needs kid in my class. You know, his name was Gary.
I'm going to get a tissue box and set it right over here.
Okay.
And you just open up, buddy, okay?
Okay, well, you know, Gary and I actually kind of looked alike.
Okay.
You know, people would be like, is that your brother? You know, and we're like, so, like, as a result, like, Mrs. Grayson, like, put us next to each other. And, like, we would always help each other, you know? And one day, like, we were in the lunchroom sitting next to each other, and we had the same lunch. And then I realized, like, we had the same name. You know?
That's all right.
His last name was Teagan as well. Okay, so it's Gary Teagan, Tom Teagan.
Yeah.
Same last name.
All right.
Same lunch.
All right.
We looked alike.
Yeah.
And in that moment, at that lunch table, I was like, God picked me, you know, to be different.
What?
It's like, why did God give me, like, the non-retard stuff, you know?
Okay. Things are
Yeah, he was special needs. They say special needs now, but I say retard still.
Tom, was that a real story?
No, it was from a script that I read a couple weeks ago. I gave it a pass, but I thought I'd try it out on you because, like, some of the shit you like the movies and the stuff that you put on your blog is stupid. So I just thought, like, I was pitching it, really.
Tom, did in the... Oh.
You got the tissue box out.
Hey, Tom, in the...
Stupid. I'm sorry.
In the script that you read, were they both had the same last name?
Yeah.
And they didn't realize it till you were eating lunch?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Mean, you're kids. It was a B movie, man. It was a B movie.
Why are you getting B movie scripts, Tom?
I get them all, Jared. Come on.
Okay. Tom, I just feel like maybe I should just give up on this project because you're not giving me anything. And to be honest, I need this money, and I think you know that.
I know but, that you know that based on... I know that based on the shirt you're wearing. Because you wore it last time when you saw each
Because it's a
other.
Funny shirt. It's very funny. It's,
it seems obvious to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like... You don't have to wear, like, a Ghostbuster shirt and then say who you're going to call. Like, that joke, first of all, happened before I was even born. Secondly, like, those t-shirts are stupid. Please tell me you don't wear it during a Mr. Doubtfire show. Please, Jared, please.
Actually, this is a gift from Mr. Doubtfire for my birthday. The rest of the group, they know that I love Ghostbusters.
Everyone loves Ghostbusters, you fucking idiot.
I'm going to turn off the recorder, Dom.
Okay,
recorder's turned back on. Tom!
Yeah?
Let's try that again.
Okay.
Tell me, what is one of your earliest memories? Let's start this way, Tom. When did you know you were different? That you were special? Let it out, man. And if you cry, then that's fine. We'll get that, you know?
Well, 6 years ago.
Okay. So you were 6 years old, basically, at the time?
Yeah. When I was six, I had a cold. Okay. And it didn't go away, actually. My mom took some time off of work to stay home with me. And then she couldn't understand why none of the doctors could give me medicine. It's a common cold. It should have ran through its course. Okay. All right, she did some research on the internet, stayed up late,
yeah.
Saw lawyers, saw doctors. Mm-hmm. Finally, we figured out, you know, that I... dying.
Okay, can you give me just a minute here, Tom? Okay, buddy, go ahead. Go on.
And we were in the doctor's office and...
So little.
They said, you know, Mrs. Teagan, Tom's dying. And my mom went to hug me.
Yeah.
And instead of comforting me, it hurt. Because of my bones. You know, being weak. You know, and I realize, like, I am different. I'm dying.
It's okay, buddy.
My mom can't hold me.
All right, that's...
You know?
Yeah. That's enough. That's, Tom, that's enough for what? Tom.
I was acting, Jared.
All right, Tom, that is...
Was that amazing? You know what? If I was on
that
set...
That was convincing. Yes, Tom, that's very manipulative.
That was $100,000 scene. Easy. That was really good. I hope you got that on recording, dude. We can fucking sell that for sure.
Yep.
I should do screenwriting. Do you? Oh, yeah, you're a writer.
Yes, I've written a screenplay before, Tom.
You want me to give it to some people? Oh. I have to change your name.
It's very commercial.
Is it?
Yes.
What is it?
It's called Mail Order Bride, but it's M-A-L-E, Order Bride.
Uh-huh.
So it's about a guy who's... You know, becomes a male order bride to follow his girlfriend.
Are you coming out to me right now?
No, I'm not. You know what? Maybe I should just quit this altogether.
I love gay so much.
I do too.
Can Jared say you're gay?
I'm not gay.
I'll call the nurses in here and it will be a proclamation.
All right, Tom, you know what? I'm just going to give up on the whole...
What?
Because I don't know why you wanted me to come here, Tom, when clearly you're toying with me. You don't want to actually answer any questions. You clearly don't want a real biography made. And yes, I do need the money because, you know, the internet videos are not monetizing the way I expected them to on YouTube. And frankly, yes, I can look at the analytics and people are tuning out when I show up right after the title is over. But that's neither here nor there. The important thing is, Tom, that I have a certain dignity that you can't take from me, okay, and that I'm not going to sit here and interview a rock, Tom, and try to get answers out of a rock.
Are you saying that because I'm constantly hard? Because Jared,
Tom, no, I'm saying it because you say things like that, Tom. And there's only so much of that I can take. I came in here in a very good mood, I'd like to add.
Well, here's the thing, Jared. To be quite frank, my life is awesome. I am a rock star. I fuck so many people, and I'm sorry I'm not sitting around thinking about the presidents I want to have sex with. I mean,
I never asked
have
you
dinner
to have sex with.
I mean,
well,
okay.
Oh, you did read the questions, and you read
one.
The questions.
One. I read one, Jared, and I fucking fell asleep. And I usually have to masturbate to fall asleep because I'm worked up constantly.
Tom, but, I'm packing up my things.
No, Jared, come on, stay. I want people to hear my story. And you know what? You're
you
awfully judgy
Tom.
For someone with
answer.
Such a boring life.
You know what,
you don't
Tom?
Do anything. If I asked you any of those questions, you'd be like Mr. Doubtfire.
I would only answer that if the question were, what is Chicago's premier short-form/long-form hybrid improv group, then yes, I would answer Mr. Doubtfire, because we are premier without the E on the other end, because we know how to spell it right on our advertising materials, of which there are plenty, okay?
You are getting really worked up, and that means, you know, that you guys suck.
All right.
I don't know.
I have to do for you to answer, to just have a conversation with me like a human being?
You know what? I'll be straight with you, Jared. You come in here like a cool fucking dude, like Chris Rock. Oh, he's killing me. He's like a BF of mine. He doesn't come in here and tell me about Mrs. Doubtfire website bullshit. I'm sorry, Jared. I'm sorry. This is my life, okay? I don't know anything about you, to be frank, and the things I do know about you is depressing. Like, what did you do last night?
Well, I made a big bowl of popcorn.
Oh, no. And by yourself? You
yes.
said I. You didn't say we.
Okay, well.
I see. You don't do anything. You don't excite me. It's like, how can I try to inspire someone who doesn't inspire me? I know you don't know because you've never asked to do like an actual project or like a movie or anything cool. You just do like, you know, dumb bullshit stuff that you put on YouTube that like 10 people watch and probably...
Well, we've had actually about 30 people in the
okay.
last week.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you go to different computers and watch them, but my thing is that, you know, Jared, like, you gotta inspire each other to make art and you don't
35
inspire
people.
Me.
35 people on one video tub.
Oh, Jared, who?
35. I don't know, 35
I
members
think you
of...
probably album. Know every single one of them. Meanwhile, I'm living, you know, the sweet, sweet, sweet life. I'm a movie star, Jared.
While we were talking, number 36 just happened. Because I get Google alerts.
Oh, okay. I have a publicist. I don't give a shit about your Google alerts.
Okay.
Sorry. You know, so that just depresses me that you keep track of your own stuff. You know, it's like, Jared, you know, how about this? I can't believe I'm doing this. Don't you have a therapist? Everyone has a therapist.
Well, I've had a person that's...
You can't afford one, can you?
I go to a local college.
Oh, no.
And they... Okay.
Okay, here, I'll do something. Just so you know, all the stars have therapists.
I know.
You gotta go out and, like, be the person you always want to be. Like, okay, like, what would be the coolest thing you could ever do?
I would say lunch with Dan Aykroyd would be,
oh, no.
You know, I'd like to pick his brain about a few different things, you know?
Are you doing a Mr. Doubtfire scene right now?
No, those are completely improvised, and you can
well,
see them every Tuesday.
Then why haven't you done it yet? Call Dan Aykroyd!
Do you have Dan Aykroyd's number?
Or? Of course I do!
Can I have it?
Let me call him for you.
Okay, well... Tom, if I did something like that, would you, you know, would you talk to me like a person and give me the interview?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. Like,
all right, fine. Well, what do you want me to do? What do I need to do, Tom? Like, I'll go out, I'll live vicariously. You can live vicariously. What do you want? What? Give me a challenge and I am your oyster, Tom.
Well, why don't you go out and, like, why don't you do something cool, like... Be like a cool disc jockey, like on MTV Spring Break, and like
okay.
give the girls
all
like
right.
whipped cream and put them on their tits and then lick them off.
Okay, let's calm that down just a little bit.
Oh my god, I gotta get someone in here this afternoon.
How about this?
Yeah.
If I go out,
oh man, I'm
and I be
that.
And I meet the cool disc jockey.
Yeah, do something okay? Awesome.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna do that when we meet back next week. I'll bring you proof, and then we'll both agree that I'm in the cool kid club or whatever, and then we can continue with the interview. How about
that? Yeah, or go on a date.
Okay, well, let's start with the disc jockey.
Have a one night stand.
Let's start with the disc jockey thing.
Okay.
And then we'll move forward from there.
Yeah, do like, yeah, that would be cool. But you gotta be mean. They're mean.
Oh, I will be cutting in my truth, Tom. Till next week.
Okay, till next week.
Till next week.
What do you got going this week besides the assignment?
I'm gonna be doing the assignment.
You're not going on a date.
I'm gonna be doing the assignment, huh?
You could cook for yourself or go to a concert.
I might do both of those things. Maybe I might cook for myself and then go to a street festival and, see a... There's an all-lesbian Rolling Stone band that's going to be playing on Halsted Street. And
that might be cool. Who are you going to go with?
There'll be hundreds of people there, Tom.
Oh, I get it.
100 of my closest neighbors.
Oh, man. Just fucking do the disc jockey thing. It'll be fun.
Till next week.